Which I think we've done away with that heter quite clearly. Then Chofetz Chaim carried on. He wanted to say something which is very important, a bit of a side point. It's very important to know that when a person comes to Shir, a person comes to Pram and Dashans, gives a drasha, it's a very big yitzhara to make fun of it or to create it or in some form like that. And that is a terrible avera. He lists loads and loads of yisum which a person does. And even if it's true that the person who gives a drasha doesn't know how to do it well, if he really, really means well, if this person wants to talk about it, means well, go to him. Go to the Dashan and tell him, you know, if you say this and this way, it'd be much better. Or explain to him how to speak instead of just degrading him. One other halacha that he mentions in this chapter is if somebody discusses a business venture that he does, they shouldn't really say over to other people because it can cause that person a loss. It could be something that he's trying to invest in, and if other people hear about it, he'll lose out. But if this person who's saying over his business venture is saying in front of three people, that shows us that this person doesn't care if other people know about him. Then you can say over to other people what you heard about it. Right. Okay. One more time. Saying if somebody tells you that he's investing in something or doing something, you shouldn't spread it. If that person says it in front of three people, then it shows he doesn't care so much. So maybe it's okay. Right. The third chapter of the Chofetz Chaim, he once again mechazik the idea that Yisur Lashon Hara is, even if it's true, that Lashon Hara is lav dafka, if I'm making up nonsense, even if it's true, it's also, and not only if a person would be makpid, he would be embarrassed to say in front of the person he's saying it about, but even if he wouldn't care, and he would be happy to say in front of this person. Reuven is speaking about Shimon, and Reuven would be happy to say what he's saying in front of Shimon. It's still wrong. I mean, even if I'm so angry with Shimon that I really think that what I'm saying is true, and it is true, and I don't care, and I'm going to say it even in front of him. It's also the issue of Lashon Hara, it's even in front of him, right? So wherever do we find an idea of Lashon Hara that is mutra in front of him? Lashon Hara is also even in front of him. I mean, certainly if I say Lashon Hara about you hidden away, that's being maki besotted, it's definitely awesome. I'm hitting you without revealing that I'm doing that. But even if I would tell you that I'm hurting you, it's still awesome. So whenever Lashon Hara mutra in front of, that's something like we mentioned once before, is the Avak Lashon Hara. Avak Lashon Hara, I'm saying a statement which could be interpreted in two ways, depending on my facial expression. That, if I would say it in front of the person, then it's okay because it's clear that I don't mean it bad. Right? Like we said, if you say, where's good food? And say, he's always eating, so it could be good or bad. So maybe if I would say it, if it's tight everything, I would say even in front of him, then it's okay.
If I'm speaking only to him, nobody else around, that's also Lashon Hara?
No, that's okay. But it might be called insulting him, but right. That's okay. Okay, we're going to stop here today on the Lashon Hara part of it. The sugya of Kuvdalet on the base is bigger than I thought. And we're going to try and conquer it, Yad Vashem. But it is quite vast. We'll see how far we go into it. Says the Gemara, Daf Kuvdalet on the base. The story was Ula. Ula, he said for Havdalah, what did he say in Mishpat? Havdalah? Well, give us a bit more words. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. That's what the Rashbam says. He said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Correct. Rashbam didn't say he said Baruch Atah Hashem. Rashbam just said he said Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. But Rabbi Nachman also said he said Baruch Atah Hashem. And it had to be for the story. So now the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha on Shmu on Ula. So you see that you're meant to have with Havdalah, you're meant to have both the beginning and an end, not just a beginning. So how'd that come out? Maybe she says the Gemara question. Kol Abrocha is Kulon, Bezef Abrocha, Chesimem Abroch. All brachas begin and conclude with the Baruch. Chutz, Berchas HaMitzvos. Berchas HaMitzvos, for instance, Leisha B'Sukkah, to start with the Baruch. Berchas HaPeirush, appropriate, to make the Echmonot, to start with the Baruch. Brachas Smucha L'Chaverto, they conclude with the Baruch, they don't begin with the Baruch. Brachas Achrayim Zibuk Nishma, and also Brachas Achrayim Zibuk Nishma concludes with the Baruch, but the Baruch doesn't start with the Baruch. Yeah. Shiyeshven, all these that we just said, Shiyeshven Pesach Ben Baruch, like we said, Brachas Ktois, Brachas Mitzvahs, they start with the Baruch, Vein Chayim Baruch, Shiyeshven, Shachayim Baruch, Vein Pesach Baruch, and some of them end with Baruch, but don't begin with the Baruch. For instance, we said Brachas Krishma. Brachas Krishma, the second, the Brach after Krishma, it starts, it doesn't start with the Baruch, but it does end with the Baruch. And there's another one, says the Gemara, and another one as well. Birchas HaTeva Meitiv is the bracha that we say, the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon. It starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. Very nice bracha. Why has it got anything to do with Sachin Daf Kuv Dalet? Because the Kasher Ola, this price is difficult to Ola. Because Ola said, what does Ola say? He says, Baruch Hashem, Amal Benkei Zuchoyin. Sit Shvei on Ola. You should have a beginning and an end.
It's
not an beginning and an end. What's your question?
It could have been listed as an exception and it wasn't.
Right.
No, I see it.
Right. So you're saying, therefore, since it's not one of the exceptions, it should be a beginning and an end.
Right.
Right? Says the Gemara. Everyone had this difficult when they learned the Gemara? Everyone agreed with the question? Was there anyone that was unhappy with this question when they learned the question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rafi was. And? You were unhappy?
I'm not unhappy.
Oh, well then. Why are you unhappy? Come on, let's hear it.
Because it's like any other Rafa, any other, like for
8. Right, so the Baruch of Torah, what's the kasha? Every Baruch of Torah starts with a Baruch and doesn't end with a Baruch. So what's the kasha of Chalal? So that's because this kasha, Tzitzis is going to change the story. But that's a difficulty. The difficulty on the Rashbam. I mean, the Brisa said, it's all Brachas Torahs. When he starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch. So we're going to have to think of an answer to answer the Rashbam. But that's a difficulty.
Maybe it's not
Oh, very good. That's the answer. The answer to the Rashbam is that you're right, it's a Brachas Torah. And therefore, should only start with the Baruch. The writer lists to us two types of Brachas Torahs, Birchas HaMitzvos and Birchas HaPeirush. So if the writer just wants to tell me a Brachas Torah, write Brachas Torah. And am I the writer's listing us all the types of Brachas Torahs? So Birchas HaMitzvos should also be in the writer. And am I? That's the Kazanola. The Kazanola. It can't be that what you're saying is right. Right? Because if you'd be right, it would have to be listed in this writer as one of the Brachas Torahs.
They say for a Tosfos, he learned the Torah interchangeably, Peros and Mitzvos, and the Rashbam,
Yeah, same. We'll have to see Tosfos when we get to it. But at the moment, that's how we're explaining the Rashbam. The Rashbam's learning the Brachas, listing to us all the type of Brachas that you start with the Baruch and don't end with the Baruch. Which is Birchas HaPeirush, Birchas HaMitzvos, but why the Dav Dollar? So that tells me one of two things. Either tells me this Birchas Dav Dollar, since it's the Brachas Torah, it begins and it ends with a Baruch, which is very, very machudish. Or it tells me that Birchas Abdallah is not a Baruch HaKitzara, and what Ola is saying is wrong. But one of the things, it definitely tells me that what Ola is saying, there's something wrong with what Ola is saying.
What about the fact that the body takes it nothing more than an observation, a recognition?
No. Also by creates it.
No, that's Hanah, that's a thank you for a Baruch that I'm getting, for something I'm about to eat, or...
Aizamai Zabrashis.
It's a recognition.
No. It's exactly the same. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melechelam. I used to make the breeches. It's the same as a dollar. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melechelam. I'll make a difference. What's the question?
Why did you have the breeches? You didn't say two brachas.
One. Right.
But you did it.
Say that, but the breeches doesn't bring this down as a dollar. Why does the breeches not bring down a dollar? Right. So Mela. Okay, that's the question. We'll come back to it when we do places. We're coming back to this point. This is the same as Birch Zamitzis. This is included in Birch Zamitzis. Birch Zamitzis is my time. Why Birch Zamitzis? It's just at the beginning, not end. Because they don't. So Ola answers back saying, I'm not bothered about this, right, sir? Because it's included in the category of Birch Zamitzis. I mean, Birch Zamitzis just means to tell me something is not a no. But Shevach. That's what Birch Zamitzis means. I'm Midot Hashem, I'm Midot Hashem, I give Shevach Hashem that we are blessed with a certain mitzvah. So I give shout out to Hashem that that he was mavda ben kodesh. It's all included in Birchas Hodah. We can add, then the Brisa didn't actually say about Yisrael Ma'aseh Bereishis. Shkirchi Grossim Ela Olam. Doesn't say about the brachas of if somebody sees a rainbow, right? They say a bracha of Zech HaBrilis. None of those are mentioned in the Brisa. Why not?
It's included.
Teres is included in the Shevach. Shemela, that's the answer. It's included in the Shevach. And that's why Mavda ben kodesh is also included in that. Included in Shevach. Where's Shevach written here? Birch Zamitzis is another way of saying a bracha that's not far, no? But rather, for Shevach too, by saying. So, Zot the Hirashvah. Yeah, cut it down. Yeah.
That will cover everything.
Yeah. I'm asking to you, sure. Says Rashbam, Birchas Hamitzus. It's in the middle of the Rashbam. If you put your finger at the top of the Rashbam and the bottom of the Rashbam and you join them together, it will hit the Birchas Hamitzus. No, no, you're on the home page, sir. Birchas Hamitzus. Kuv Gimel Amid Beis. Kuv Dalet Amid Beis. Dova. Dova. Dollar small.
Seven down on the way.
You have it?
Yeah.
Birch Zamitzis. Kegoin, Lishate, Batzitzis, Balnatinus Luluf. The Tamay Sheldova, why does it not have a concluding bracha? Pishain ben Ribuiz Vahim. Because there's not multiple things mentioned in it. Ribuiz Vahim. What's called the bracha smukh lechaverto? Says Taisa. I'll give you some examples. Going eitam shasmoine esse brachis in the shmoine esse every davin. The first one starts with the boch and ends with the boch, but from then on it's all ato giboy, ato kodesh, ato chinin. Nothing starting with boch. Why? It's all bracha smukh lechaverto. Even though there's no bracha immediately adjacent to the bracha after Krishna. There's no other bracha l'malei meno preceding it. Sheikha Baba Bakha started the Baruch. Shari Hifsik, Kriyashima, because there was a Hifsik of Kriyashima. Abba began, Eina Matsu the Baruch. It still doesn't start with Baruch. But Hashvina Li Bracha Smukha Gverso. And we consider it a Bracha which is adjacent to its fellow one. The Oita which Bracha? The one that's before Kriyashima. Says the Rashbam Achidush, the bracha of Krishna, what do we have? We have the first one is Yetzer, and then we have Avirabo, and then we have a break, and then we have Emes Yatsis. Emes Yatsis is not really just before, just after a bracha, but we do consider it a continuation of Avirabo. No.
Emes Yatsis.
Emes V'yatid is the beginning of the bracha of Goel Yisrael. Yeah? Starts with Emes V'yatid and ends off Goel Yisrael. There's three brachas for Birkas Kriyas Shema. Two beforehand and one afterwards.
In the morning,
yeah. In the evening is Emes V'yatid. So Emes V'yatid is the bracha of after Kriyas Shema. But the problem is, it's not Smukha L'Chavelta. Right, that's why the Brisa brings it as a separate one. Because it doesn't really fit in with the category. It's not mamish Samach Kosovelta, but we're including, we're considering it Samach Kosovelta. Why? Okay. Why do we consider it? Why is Shema not Hesek?
The present is.
Sorry, Mechuba Emet Yativ Al Seifei Shel Kriyas Shema. The Emet Yativ is connected to the end of Kriyas Shema. The meaning of Brachas Shetzach Lismes Emes Yativ Ach Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Some of you all are aware, if you read the Torah, Ani Hashem Elokeichem does not have the word Emes after it, right? But we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes or Hashem Elokeichem Emes. We connect Kriyas Shema to the bracha of the Yatzim Menochim, because the bracha of the Yatzim Menochim really starts with Emes. Emes Yatzim Menochim. We stand here, Hashem Hakeichem Emes, because we have to connect Emes the Yatzim to the bracha of Kriyas Shema. So made it to Kriyas Shema. So made it all one thing. Mamela. Let's see that again. We have to connect Emes Yatziv Acha Ani Hashem Elokeichem after the word of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because it says Hashem Elokim Emes. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu says Hashem Elokim Emes. So because of that, we have to have Kriyas Shema together with the Baruch of Emes. Therefore it's all considered one long bracha. So if we go back to the Brisa said all brachas begin and end apart from, and then gives a list, and one of them was bracha smukha l'chavirta, and another one was bracha achrena shebekriya shema. It's not saying that bracha achrena shebekriya shema is not a bracha smukha l'chavirta, because that reason is it is really a bracha smukha l'chavirta, and there's a chiddush to consider this a bracha smukha l'chavirta, because you have Kriya Shema being mastic between Emes V'yatziv Nochrin and Avarabba. Right?
It's considered part of Shema.
It's considered part connected to the Avarabba. Because Avarabba, and then there's Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is definitely connected to the Avarabba, because it's the bracha of that, and then it goes after that. יש מיינו סדר אשמם, יש מיינו שזכרנו, שפיסר בן ברוך ונחיסם, תסתם את ברוך ודר אינדוף, כי מבירכס פייס ומיצ'ס. יש מיינו שחויס מהם ואינו הם פיסר, אף נשתים בהם, זה דם בגין, כי אם ברוך אשמח החבר טוב. Now here's an important line. שערי פריטרוסה ראשינו, שנפתחו בברוך. Why is the bracha smucha chavelta? Why does it not begin with the baruch? Why doesn't it begin with the baruch?
Progressive
shen. Says Rashbam. Why?
Progressive shen.
So he chose his shen as share. Says the Rashbam, the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melchayim that you said for the first Baruch Shmeinu Etzer, or the Baruch we don't Elokeinu Melchayim Shmeinu Etzer, or Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melchayim Yitzer. That is the Baruch for Avarabba. That's the Baruch for V'yatziv. Enochayim is V'yatziv. That's the Baruch. Which Baruch?
One preceding.
The one that you started the bracha with.
You started
the bracha with. Look at the Rashbam. The one that you started the bracha with. Shenifzecha b'baruch. You started the baruch. Important to notice what Rashbam is saying. That means every time you have a Rishimo brachas, by Sheva brachas, the Ashiyotzes on the Mitzalme, Bosh, Hashem Eginim Echayin, Ashiyotzes on the Mitzalme, then it carries on Sameh to Samach. So where's the Baruch of Hashem of Sameh to Samach?
The first
says the Rashbam, it's the beginning, don't say the first one, not what I want to hear. It's the beginning of the first one, the beginning of the first one, that's also the beginning for the second one, and the beginning of the third and fourth.
you skip over a baruch.
What do you mean skip over?
I mean, you can't, the way you count it, you would think that the baruch is closest to the line above it.
That's what you would think if you're not learning your Rashbam. But the Rashbam says that it's very important when we learn Rashbam to see what the Rashbam says. Mentor will see tases, maybe tases like you. The Rashbam saying that the baruch that you start off with is the thing that's going to be kibbeh. Right?
No, it's a different concept.
Even a completely different concept.
Meaning the
same. So, as we go on. Yes, ma'am. Oh, so that's the very important. So those that have their own Gemara should underline these words. That's the important word. Even though it's, so why do we stop? Because after we came to say Baba Baruch, we start with Baruch, why mission the Baruch Mabin Afsu, Iskin. It was instituted as a separate bracha, Mishmarugi Beta, Shenit Nulikvur, Atoy Shalay Sikhu, Bamita, Shenit Nulikvur, that we were thankful after we say Akira Mita or Akira Vinmakina Reinu. And we mentioned that he's a Toiv animative. So why is he Toiv animative? He's Toiv that when they're Oge Beitar, all the people, the time of the Chuvim, millions of people, much more than the Holocaust, were destroyed in Beitar, much more than the Holocaust. Those that are in the Gemara, it's much more than the Holocaust got killed just in Beitar. Just in Beitar. So there were 60... There were 60... no, more than 60. There is each one of these towns was 600,000 people. I can't remember how many towns there were, but there was it could have been 60 towns. Well, I went to 60 towns, 600,000.
So it's 600.
Right, something like that. So then it was 60 towns, and the blood flew down from Beta all the way to that Mediterranean Sea. Right, it was a real lot of blood, so it's a lot of people. It's that Meridik Echuban happened, and all those people that were dead were left there, and Hashem eventually allowed us to be kaver them. So when they were kaver them, they were itzken a bracha that those, none of those bodies decomposed. None of them decomposed while they were lying there. And amazing that they were given right to kvur. It's an amazing thing when we're making this bracha on Birkas HaMazon, we're thanking Hashem for something that happened that was a real, real tragedy. But we're thanking Hashem because that little thing, can you imagine at the time of the tragedy, everyone must have felt that Hashem has forsaken them. Well, everything that we heard after the Holocaust, that Hashem has given up on the Jews and things, and this act of Hashem by making it that it wasn't, the body didn't compose, shows that Hashem still loves us, shows that Hashem is still with us. So that was the need for us to institute the bracha. It was this act of Hashem, besides the makkah we got, the fact that he showed that he still loved, his chazal felt the need to be misakin a bracha for that. So why is it? Why do we have to mechatik yourself every time we eat it?
No, it's like say it in somewhere else. Say it in, I don't know, some other time.
No, it's like the hour, but we've also been in Bitamikos in the second when we eat. In Benjamin Mesakim for Torah and Mila, a whole bunch of things in Mesakim, not enough to do with food. The first bracha is to do with food, but the rest of it isn't. Veda is not about food, and Rakim is not about food. So Chazal, there's certain times, and it's my own idea, my own understanding, but Chazal wanted us to remind ourselves continuously about the goodness of Hashem, and when we had the goodness of the food, so there's a time to remember other goodness. So they instituted on food. Aval ono marichim of tzatz. We might have a longer bracha. Ono marichim of tzatz. They learn about Shalish Malkis. Although it could have just been bracha to Hashem and came back from Matzav Amitiv, but we add more because it's an idea that says in brachas to mention a Malkino, a Vino, a Eino. Milkas kulo chodai doi, it's really one big hoidah. Kibirchat apeyes, achbirchat amitres, loitoi chasino. Says the Rashbam, the reason why we don't have a chasino, although it's a long brocha, and long brochas normally have chasinos, says it's because it's really one idea. The whole way through is one idea of shevach. The reason why we just marry it is because it says in brochas we should mention there's three malchus, ayin shom for further details.
Sounds familiar.
Oh, we'll come to it. So the reason why it doesn't have So says Rashbam, the reason why it says why it doesn't have a bracha, why it has a bracha at the beginning, because it was instituted on its own. No, they weren't. Chazal and Mechaivas to mention three brachas together. They were the ones who made up the three birchas hamazon. No, that means Menachem, you don't have to mention any of this, right? There's no nusach habracha. No nusach habracha. The nusach habracha was introduced by Chazal. The nusach habracha. Yossi is that Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned the idea of hazon, and Yeshua mentioned that idea of noida. But who instituted the nusach habrachas for Chazal? The Anshik Nesagdera instituted for us nusach habrachas. So that was the nusach that we know the Mishnah says. You have to say shalish. That was the nusach. That was the nusach of Chazal Mechaylas. So what's now the fourth one? That was instituted 1,000 years later. They instituted the time of Chumben to make a new bracha. So then, that was now a new bracha instituted. Since it was a new bracha, not connected with the original one, therefore they said to start off with bracha. Now I haven't answered enough yet. It could be that maybe is enough. Maybe is enough to say, yeah, since it's now instituted a separate thing, we should now start off with bracha. But that can't be 100% true, because in Shemini Esther, we know it's called Birchas Yud Ches. Why is it Yud Ches? Anyone who counted it knows it's 19 there. So why is it called Birchas Yud Ches? The answer is because
they added one.
But we don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam V'Lo Hamashiach Al Tikvo. So you see, the fact that they added later is not enough of a reason to say he should start off with Baruch. Right? So mainly you have to say different. You have to say that since it's added later, we're trying, that's what I was trying to say, show us that one's the right and one's the wrong. The first three brachas is the right. And the next one is a different thing. So the Rabbanon, since it's a different thing, therefore, we started with the bracha. So Mele, to answer what the Rashbam is saying, he doesn't say so much. He just said it's a bracha b'fnei atzmo because it was introduced by Rugi Beta. So when we're explaining it, means the bracha b'fnei atzmo means only the Rabbanon. The first three are the derisas. Although, like Shur's Miyossi is mentioning, that there is a right for all aspects of the right. The Torah you have to mention, Bris, and Torah you have to mention about the Kinyan Beit Midrash, all aspects of the right, and somebody who doesn't mention is not yet in the right. The fourth bracha is a Dindra Abonon. Fourth bracha is a Dindra Abonon, and therefore it starts with Torah. Right. Amen. Kashalola. Sheposach b'baruch v'lichosam b'baruch. It's not the baruch in the name of baruch. And the Rashbam and Mami Hanami Doi. Ve'im bo hefzik. It's not the hefzik. Dova achia. Hanami Doi ve'im bo hefzik dova achia. There's no other. Ve'im bo hefzik dova achia. There's no other idea being mentioned here, the loy hefsek ritzoy, and there's no hefsek of bakosa of tefillah mentioned here. Hilchos with psichos on sagi, therefore it's good enough just to have a psicho. Hello, Rashbam's got a question. What happened to kiddush? Now, I know that's Rashbam's question. We don't make kiddush. We don't make a business kiddush. But I don't understand. What's the problem? Kiddush is lots of words. So what's this castle? What's this castle? As soon as I saw these words, before I went further, I was bothered, what do you want?
accident said the same thing. It's a shevach, one big shevach.
But it's very long.
Okay, but it's one thing.
Oh, very good. Very good. So you see the mitzvah comes from the minute he opens his mouth, that bracha ktsara, bracha arukah, has nothing to do with the length. It has nothing to do with how many words, how long, nothing to do with that. Bracha ktsara means if it's one idea, that's bracha ktsara. And that's what he said in the previous line. Bracha ktsara means that there's no other ideas mentioned in this bracha. Not the ktsara, not a ritzu, not the type of shevach. It's one thing. Shemela, he was saying because Kiddush, he taught the one idea of shevach. One idea of shevach. Says Rashbam, no. It's true, there's only shevach. There's only shevach in Berachas Kiddush. There's only shevach. But, different type of shevach.
Just a little question. How do you define multiple ideas? In other words, let's say there's a lot of different types of ritual. But just ritual. A lot of different types of shevach. So only shevach.
Well, let's see what happens. There's lots of different types of shevach. So says Rashbam, shetzorach in Berachas Kiddush, shetzorach asapeh b'shevach shabbat. He starts off saying, "Hashem b'shonu b'mitzvoisav v'rotzavonu." Hashem b'shonu b'mitzvoisav v'rotzavonu. Talking about us, right? And then we talk about Shabbos Kotzecha. So we're giving shevach about, it's only shevach. Kivon of a chazal, it's all about us. And in the middle, we put in about Shabbos. So you see, although it's only shevach, just shevach. But shevach by two different things makes it a long bracha. What about Birchus Yitzhoi? Birchus Yitzhoi has, obviously we're thanking Hashem by Yitzhoi v'Choshech, He created the world, Gevaldik. He says in the middle there's Ritzui. What's the Ritzui? Tchinah is davening. What's the Tchinah? King Berach Mecha, Rabim Rachim Aleinu. Birchus Avos, Yesh Vadei V'Ritzui. But because always there's ritzu means that by kasha they're saying words in order to bring them should have rachmanas on us, the same thing that we bring to them find favor for us. Thank you. Yeah, and therefore since it's got multiple ideas, we have to begin and end with shvachis amokim. So perhaps answers why everyone wanted to ask. But we see that even though there's multiple types of shevach, all shevach, and multiple types of shevach, we do have to have a beginning and an end. It's only when it's all the same idea that you don't. So, says Ula, Hamavdav and Kriyat Shema. What did Ula say? Did he say more than Hamavdav and Kriyat Shema? Couldn't what we say now. It could be, really. He also said more. Maybe he even said Hamavdav and Kriyat Shema. Maybe that's all called one idea. Maybe you would end off with a bracha because it's all the same idea. In actual fact, he didn't, because there are some that he didn't. But we could have made the case they did. Even if he did, it's all the same idea. Hashem is mavdil between different things. It's all the same idea, and therefore don't need to end off with a bracha there. It is still clear to Rashbam before we start it. Kunder Rashbam is just being stuck from what we came up with Rashbam. At the time when you don't make a bracha before and after, he's explained to Chedoshim Ikaron, he explained the reason why Emes V'Yatziv doesn't have a bracha before is because it is connected to Abba Rabba. But the most important Chiddush for us, he told us, was that the reason why a bracha smokes the letter doesn't have a bracha before it is because it does. It does have a bracha before it. Which bracha? The opening stanza of the first bracha. The bracha to Hashem. That is the opening stanza for the whole thing. We're going to cheat a little bit. Have a look at the opening line of Seisus in the Masal Chutz Mebrachas Mufra Chavelsa.
Could the word Shlashbam say that he doesn't, that Ula does not say more than one line?
Over here.
Does he specifically say it? The Ula, okay.
Who's on the Zoom? The opening line of Chutz Mibracha Smucha Lechveil Tzaitzis, I know we haven't done it in, I'm just cheating. Pirush Tzaitzis, the opening line of the Tzaitzis is Pirush. Which one? The piece of Chotam Berishoino. Since you concluded with the first one, in Sokhvet Tzoyach Hashniyo, you don't need to open the second one. So here we have Tzaitzis. It's not because of how you started the Bracha. Rather, the bracha to Hashem Morgan Avraham is the bracha for Atogiboy. When we finish off in Shemin Esther, the first bracha to Hashem Morgan Avraham, that's the beginning of Atogiboy. It does have a bracha to Hashem. Machlikas Rashbam and Tesis. Kuntu Rashbam, what's the beginning of my bracha?
The first form of the previous one.
The beginning of the first bracha. According to Tesis, what's the beginning of my bracha?
Second one right there.
The ending of
the, ending of
the previous bracha. The previous bracha.
Who's the previous?
Who's the previous? The previous one. It's always the ending of the previous
Rosh.
The one that he finished.
So Rosh Hashanah is saying it's the first one of the first bracha, and he's saying that it's the last one of the previous bracha?
Not the last, the end of the previous bracha.
The ending of the previous bracha.
Right.
And
in the Kuntz Rashbam, the Baruch Atah Hashem of Shemayna Esra, where's my Baruch Atah Hashem? Everything seems solid. Where's my Baruch Atah Hashem? It seems solid. Answers go all the way back. The Baruch Atah Hashem he had right at the beginning. And that is the Baruch Atah Hashem for the whole Baruch. Every Baruch has now got Baruch Atah Hashem. Which one? Right at the beginning. Or in seven Baruchs, right? Even though it's six, well, it's not, it's four brachas going without a bracha to Hashem, it doesn't matter. But Kunta Tesis, he never said that. He said it was the end of the bracha. Once he says the end of the bracha, we don't have to say the end of the very first bracha. Now we can just say the end of the previous bracha that you have.
So that the bracha is at the end of the Alakol. That has nothing to do with
Shim
Shalom.
The end of Alakol.
Alakol means battle
of third time. Bracha to Hashem, that's the beginning of Shim Shalom.
No.
Come
so you never see wood have quite so substance. You have a rizka. A drop that has an opening. It's all one topic and it doesn't have an ending. And then you have another drop that also is a long one that doesn't have a beginning, but only has a
never have that.
You never have that.
According to anyone, you wouldn't have that. Because it needs to start with the bracha. Only a bracha smukha lechavel tzarach. But if it's the first bracha was a short one, and only had the bracha to begin with, then the next one would also have to begin with the bracha. That's the klalos. So he's going to bring it down. Yeah. That's definitely going to be. You'll never have a case like that. So, but if you were, then you'd have a problem. You'll never have a case like that. So maybe that was more coming out. Couldn't we have machlekes or spam and tesis here? Machlekes or spam and tesis. Spamals, it's the beginning of the bracha, and according to tesis, it's the end of the bracha. Want to see something cute? If you have a look in the modcha at the back. The modcha. Either see you don't.
All the modcha's cool.
The modcha, it's not just one line, I'll read it out to you. The modcha says, the time of the bracha smukha veta in it says, bevoruch, haine mishum, the psicha, the bracha shall have now patriotsa. The beginning of the bracha beforehand started this, which is like which opinion? Hashbam. Other side, they say Matosi Muga in that they change the gears to the Chasima. To the bracha shall have now patriotsa. The conclusion of the previous bracha passes it. So he's going, I tell you, I know, in the Otcha, it seems to be a machlekes how what the modern said. Did the older verse, Rashbam, did the older Tesis? But it's a registered machlekes here between Rashbam and Tesis. Why is it that we don't make a bracha at the beginning of a bracha smucha chuvelta? Is it because the bracha at the beginning of the previous bracha helped it or not? The svar of the Rashbam is very positive. Very, very positive. The thing is, a bracha has to have a shem of malchus. Any bracha that doesn't have a shem of malchus is not a bracha. So if I'm making a bracha on apple, I need to say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Right, great. If I don't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, I'm not used to the bracha. You need to have Sheim or Malchus. So every bracha, if it's a smuch or a chaverta, where's the Sheim or Malchus? Where is the Sheim or Malchus?
Because the last one
says Rashbam, the beginning of the first one is the Sheim or Malchus for the rest. So Mamela, when I'm making Sheva Brachas, Baruch Ha Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Yotzer Et Ha'Adam Lechtzamo, I mentioned Sheim or Malchus. So when I get to Samech to Samach, where's the Sheim or Malchus? I said Sheim or Malchus already, because the Sheim or Malchus for the first bracha is also for the second and the third and the fourth. Right? I think one second, that's very good. So says Rashbam, every time you have a bracha, it's smuch al chaver, so the first bracha is the Sheim or Malchus for all that go with it. Where's the Sheim or Malchus in Shmein Esah? That what?
According to Rashbam.
Contain anyone. Where's the Sheim or Malchus in Shmein Esah? Yeah, where's the Sheim or Malchus in the beginning?
No.
There is no Kingdom Melech HaOlam in Shmein Esah. The Kingdom Melech Aviseinu is instead of Melech HaOlam. Right? So the Mela, Baruch Ata Hashem, the Kingdom Melech Aviseinu is Melech Avraham, Melech Yisrael. That's instead of Malchus, and that therefore is all the Malchus for Hashivinu Avinu Tzedekah and Sim Shalim as well. So somebody says, Sim Shalim, where's the Shem of Malchus? But if you've got a quiz question for your Friday night meal, where's the Shem of Malchus for Sim Shalim? Where is it? Every bracha needs a Shem of Malchus. Where's the Shem of Malchus? Huh?
Tom
says the Kingdom of Kavisinu.
I can't say the Shem of Malchus
What? One second, we're making two brachas. Making two brachas before that without Shema Malchus. Where's the Shema Malchus for the rest? Ah, no, not the Gabbard. Not the Gabbard. Not the Gabbard, no. You do, and the Kano of Gavistainer is the Malchus. That's why it's a quiz question. Somebody might know the Tosis, but won't know this point. Right, Eric? Huh? Where?
Yeah.
But why didn't the first two?
They are together with this one.
That's only halacha about they are together. It's only referring to that if you make a mistake in the middle, you have to go back to the beginning because you can't separate them. But the bracha is, each one of them is a separate bracha. What do we call it? Shmein Esah, right? Not 16. Because there's 18 different brachas. Each one of them is a bracha. If you would say Mogin Ovis and stop there, you're doing a bracha levatala. Right? Because it said a bracha. So Meila, that is a very good. That's why it has to be the Psicha. Because it needed to be Shema Malchus. Concentrates is very difficult. Tosfos says, what's the bracha of my Hashivinu Avinu Tzedekah? Where's the bracha? The chasima of the previous one. But the previous one didn't have a Shema Malchus. He doesn't bracha Hashem Chayin Adas. So where's my Shema Malchus? Hashivinu Avinu Tzedekah.
It's
a Gemara. Gemara says, Kol bracha Shema Shema Malchus Einim bracha. You need it. So that is the difficulty which I created my bothered about. That's something maybe when we get back to thesis we'll have to work on. But for the moment, that is what the Rashbam. We understand why the Rashbam is really like throwing us back to the beginning of Shmein Esah because he wants it to be Shema Malchus. Go on. Age before beauty. Go on.
I'm saying
Because the office are the ones who brought out the melucha of the rainstorm into the world, and that's why the king of Gavisin is the Malchus, and then we carry on the block.
Right.
Why did Malchus mention three times? So Gemara Brachos, you can look there. Yeah. Gemara Brachos, not to do with that, so good. I know. It's a Tosef. Tosef and Yosef. Rashbam and Tosef. They said he's looking at Gemara and Malden Brochus. Very good. Mintes. Says Tosef. Tosef Masal Kasher Ola. Says Tosef Kasher Ola. We're doing Tosef not right in the right order, but that's how we're doing it. Kasher Ola Kofi Emadalef. I'm taking you all did that, right?
Oh,
that was the first one you meant to have seen. Kasher Ola is a Kasher Ola.
That's what
you
said the first
time. According to Rashi, the Pirish that said, the Pirish that I explained earlier, Dulo Yoma Elo, that Ula only said, Elo Hamavdimin Kedishachel, the Tuloi, he only said Hamavdimin Kedishachel and didn't say any more. Where did Rashbam say it? Very good, yeah, Tuloi, Kasha. My soul could eat of the Makshe. What was the Havimin of the Makshe? My second the Makshe, what's the Havimin of the Makshe? Hopsita, Jelebirchus Apeiris, Tanya. It's obviously comparable to Birchus Apeiris. Dein Chok Tariyatin, so we don't have any bracha shorter than a mother, Mekeshachot. So obviously it's the same as Birchus Apeiris. Right. Lema. Why don't we say this? Oh, look, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Oh, the hell, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. We had on the given on the base. The Amar the Mekid Zecher. So we have the Rosh. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So what's the big cash on Ola? Oh, the hell, that is right. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He's an asshole like Tanoi. So why are you asking on Ola? He wouldn't conclude with the bracha. He would just say, bracha d'Hashem ekeinu melech hayom, hamavdim ekeinu zecher. So Ula said, like Yehuda Hanasi, so what's the big kasha? And for Tosfos, to Ula Oma Nami, kol sha'av dolis. Ula also said the rest of the dolis. He said, hamavdim ekeinu zecher. That's what he said. He said all three. So Mamela, the Gemara thought that's a Baruch Aruka. The Gemara thought that's a Baruch Aruka. Let's talk about the Makshe. Even the Aruka Yitzas, since it's long. Sorry, I missed that. Alright, thank you. Let's go back to the Veneer. So Ula Omanami. Kol Shav Dolis. Ula also said the rest of our Dolis.
The Ishtik Dolei Chasima. Shav Dolis, that's in the last one. It's not in there. It's not in there.
No, Amav Dolei Chasima. Ba'ayin of Chishon Zeram. The Ishtik Dolei Chasima, and he didn't conclude with a Chasima. It's talking about of the Makshe, and the Makshe thought, it's talking about of the Makshe, Kim and Aruki, that since it's somewhat long, Havalele Mishim Baruch, he should have ended off in Baruch, Medidav HaKiddush, just like Kiddush, which is also in Yishtevach, Shechayt Mimbah, they end off with Baruch, Avagav, Toidahi, even though Kiddush is only a Yidah, King says, Barichas Ksas, since some Arichas to it, you have to end off with Baruch, so it's Adonis should end off with Baruch. Or Mishani, answer the Gemara, Mishani, no. Tedami Shapi, the Birchus HaPeiros. It is comparable to Birchus HaPeiros. It's not the same as Kiddush. Why? In which way is it not the same as Kiddush?
It's all one idea.
It's one idea of a man, the Kiddush, the Chol, and it's all one idea. Tedami Shana, the Birchus HaPeiros. V'chei Mashma. The Abuda Loyo Yashayel, the Abuda that sent to Bitzchuk in the beginning to ask, Loyashayel Aramida, Im Yachto, Im Oikira, Vikishmo. That was what he sent in to send, not to find out how many clauses he said. He wanted to find out how did he end. Did he end off with the bracha? He didn't end off. And the answer was he didn't end off. So the Gemara was asking, Lachayit, the bracha Aruka, so why did he not end off with the baruch? Answer was, it's like Birchus HaPeiros. What's it like, Birchus HaPeiros?
One time.
So now I think we've answered now the castle of Tosis. Tosis has two castles into it. Two castles in Tosis. What are the two castles? Number one is obviously you don't have a chasima. Number two is he just also Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So it is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi actually only said Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdim Ekeinu Zecher. That's all he said. But Ula didn't say that. Ula said Baruch Atah Hashem Ekeinu Melech Hayom Hamavdim Ekeinu Zecher Menei Lechish Berachas Al Amim. That's all it says. And that we've got shared. So why did he not end off Baruch Hashem? I'm going to write from Yehuda Anossi now. Yehuda Anossi only said one clause. He's saying three clauses. So he should have to end off. So why didn't he say it? It's all one idea. It's all one idea. So Mela, you don't. Mens, you don't.
Can you read from Mashma, please?
V'chein Mashma, also Mashma, Rav Yehuda loy hoye shoyer, Rav Yehuda, the original story, did not ask what Ola did. Ela leida, he asked about Ola to know im yachtoim oikiravi kishmo. He wanted to know if he ended, would end like Rav, which was Mekadish Yisroi. Remember, Rav over here, and we started on that, it was Machlekes Rav Yisrael. Do you end up with Mekadesh Yisrael or Amazim Mekadesh Yisrael?
He ended up with Nida.
And, oh, so he wanted to know how he ended up. And he ended up with Nida.
He ended up with
Nida. He ended up with
Nida.
Where's the mashma? The chain mashma. So this is the chain mashma. It's also mashma. Mashma means it's apparent. It's mashma. Implied, yeah? Where's the mashma? Where's the mashma that the reason why Ullah sent to Yitzchak was to find out how... Not Ullah. Where if Yitzchak sent to Yitzchak was to find out how Ullah would end off. Where's the mashma? Anyone have any idea where's the mashma? Chain mashma.
He wanted to, we're asking the same question here. Do you end with the problem?
I thought that the same mashma was going on proving close to this point that the sulo isn't to be taken literally.
No.
That was his point.
No.
Sulo isn't literal. He had other things. And what's the proof for that?
Yeah.
The proof for that was that our whole discussion of Rav and Shmuel was a Hasima-based discussion. And then interjected...
Excellent. Very good. Very good. The discussion in the Gemara on Kuvgimel Amad Aleph. Kuvdalet Amad Aleph. Sorry, Ross. Kuvdalet Amad Aleph was Rav and Shmuel have to end off. Rav and Shmuel have to end off. And then the Gemara brought down the story of Ola. So in the Chariah, the story of Ola is connection to what started with. Which was how he end off, right, to the main as the faces. That seems to be the discussion, not how long, he said lots of things. So I don't want to, how did he end off? That's why Yitzchak reviewed the son of Yitzchak, to find out how it ended off.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out, so maybe it didn't help us, how we about to have a certain so why did he not end off? He should end off, he said, Baruch HaRukah, Tehachit is not Baruch HaRukah. So if you notice when I was staying over the Gemara the whole time from Ola, I said Ola said the consensus, Amazin Kizukhoi ben Ola Choshev ben Yishtola Amim. I did not say ben Yehima Shri and Shesus to me Amasha. He died for me, that I didn't say ben Yehima Shri and me Amasha for a reason. Why did I say a consensus that he didn't say ben Yehima Shri and Shesus to me Amasha? Why didn't he say Amazin Kizukhoi ben Ola Choshev ben Yishtola Amim? If I was a Rishon, Yossi would have been Medayah. Okay, why did he say it?
Three or seven.
Yes, he got a little bit more.
That main Hasima,
oh, very good. The whole reason why you have to end off bringing a machine to Shizumi Amate, so when you conclude the Baruch with Baruch Hashem, has to be some connection to it.
Mm-hmm.
But since he wasn't ending off, he didn't end off. So he just said that. There's three, that's it. So he didn't say many machines, he says, no, very good. That's the place, that's the Gemara. Very good. We're now up to Kol HaBrachos. We said, well, we've run out of time. Yes, and tomorrow. Yes, and Yossi, what's your aura?
The question is not why people.